Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Yay! I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and this is Matters of the Heart Wednesday. I know my voice is really raspy, more raspier than it usually is, but welcome. Apologies for the delay because I'm still in tech difficulties getting my studio open on my computer on my netbook, and so of course I went to shout out to T-Mobile to my MyTouch to get into the studio. But again, that was India Morrell, BTR's own, which show Dollhouse Radio airs right here. And you, of course, that song, which I've played before, and so that's one of her older songs. I need to add one of her newer songs to the playlist, but you can visit reverbnation.com and follow her on Twitter. Most definitely, Dollhouse Radio. India Morrell, sexy India. Many of you know her as. I know. My voice, my throat has been like, kind of funny feeling, but I did not know my voice had like vanished, like it's vanishing right now. So I would speak as much as I can, but then also I try to limit it also because it sounds weird to me. But of course, the topic, the lead topic is, have you or would you interact racially and or interreligiously date or marry? Because, it is that time again to discuss dating, divorce, love, marriage, romance, and more. And again, I just want to thank you so much for supporting Crystal Shock Entertainment Reports and all broadcasts also. And last night's game was a good one, was it not? Yes, it was. Wow. Really, really good. I was busy doing other things as it was on, but I did not fall asleep. I was wide awake, and that was an awesome game. And now game four will be on Thursday. So this is getting really interesting. But again, thank you again for tuning in, and my apologies for my crazy, crazy voice. And also, we have a confirmed date for you regarding Mentoria Days. Will be here in live in full effect, talking with us live on air here at Club Shock Entertainment Reports. Okay, looking forward to speaking with Joshy later on today. With Dread Days, you can follow Dread Days at DreadDays.com. Here's the song, Protection.
Protection, guidance and direction. make the right selection.
Protection, make the right selection. That was Dre Days. They have an awesome YouTube channel also. Check out their YouTube channel, Dre Days TV, okay? Good morning. What's up? What's your name and where you're calling from?
Well, good morning. I didn't think you was going to come on today.
I had a little technical difficulty. My apologies. And plus, my voice is almost gone, but I'm here and able to talk with you.
You must have been at the club all night.
No, not at all. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, and I really appreciate your call and your concern.
Mm-hmm. So what's the topic of your program?
Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
It's Bianchi. I'm calling from the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. I thought I recognized the voice. Your voice sounds, honestly, your voice, you sound like one of my, I knew it was a familiar voice, but you also sound like a good friend of mine, the way you articulate your words.
Okay. So
yeah.
You have the topic about.
What's on your mind this morning? You always have a lot on your mind.
Well, I was addressing the topic of your program, and you mentioned about.
Okay, great.
But I date interracially, and I see how that word is used interracially. You know, people say that there's only one race, which really is the only human race. So we talk about ethnicity. And
exactly, a good point. Exactly.
And when it's asked, it's always considered would blacks marry or date whites, and I think that is really shortchanging. For me, it would be no. I wouldn't date or marry a white woman. And I taught my children and grandchildren not to do the same thing. But,
mm-hmm.
And of course, I was taught that too. But, you have blacks that's marrying Africans from the continent. So how would that be looked
mm-hmm.
at then? And
exactly. Exactly. Because I talk with Ebony Empress. I'm sure you listen to her show and call in to her show also. And she's based in UK. And she's a relationship expert. And that is something that she is a proponent of. Like, that's a good point you make. You know, United States citizens are dating UK citizens.
Well, yeah, I see where we talk about black women and black males. With the professionals can't find
mm-hmm.
someone to marry. Of course, you know, if you got the problem with both ethnic, both sexes, you wonder why come they don't recognize each other as a pool.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said before, I have friends who have married on the African continent, even I have myself, and they enjoy
mm-hmm.
themselves. And mm-hmm. We always talk about interracial. Well, we need to
mm-hmm.
be speaking inter-ethnic group because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Now, even in some African countries, you got black people that won't marry into another because they're from a different ethnic group. Shanti don't necessarily marry in Ghana, the Cree, and so on and so on and so on.
That's inter-ethnically and interculturally. Yeah.
Correct. And then you got some do it based on which is cultural. Aspects of culture could be religion. Another aspect of culture could be a family and so on and so on and so on. Actually, family would be social. So people don't marry for social reason another person. They don't marry for cultural reason another person, for ethnicity another person. So I think those three areas are probably the most predominant reasons of not marrying another person.
Yeah, because we always see a lot of cases sometimes when marriages don't work out. It'd be because of conflict within the culture.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always recommend that people do background checks on the person that you're going to marry before you marry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Some cases before you date, yeah. A lot of
before
cases,
you
yeah,
date,
they
you're absolutely right. When you get to know somebody and they're talking about having a continuing and relationship, meeting and talking, you should do background checks on those persons. I've done it on the two individuals my daughter was having, close contact with. And I think that all concerned parents and families should do the same thing.
Yes. And that with the internet is really basic background checking is easier said than done. Be surprised if you can find out on your own. Yeah,
you don't want to know about the everything from the possibility of hereditary disorders to criminality and so on and so on and so on.
Well,
I know that
you were going to educate us. What were you saying, Bianchi?
I say I know that someone like yourself don't need no more drama in your life than what you presently have.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. So thank you. So you vibe me and you have listened to me. So thank you. Exactly. So it's good to have caring people in your lives like you. So your daughter is blessed. You know, sometimes people might say, "Well, you're being too overboard," but you're being concerned.
Yeah, because you're gonna have to live with that, right?
Right. So you bring a good point because everything can be smooth, colorblind. Because this is always an interesting topic of mine. I'm 44. I was mentioned to you one of my major papers in high school I remember doing extensive research regarding what you mentioned, not just interracial and interreligious marriages, but when the cultures come together. Because you might click, regardless of being colorblind, you might click, it might not matter your religious faith, but a lot of times, what you mentioned about your ethnicity and the culture, that sometimes is the situation. And some people, because just from talking with you, you believe in educating us, and it's obvious you're not a prejudiced person.
I am prejudiced and I discriminate, but I just make sure I don't violate people's civil rights or constitutional rights when I do so.
Okay, but that's important right there. You don't discriminate, and that's important right there, because a lot of people probably don't consider themselves prejudiced and do what you just mentioned.
Well, people have prejudice and discriminate according to their like kind. Nothing wrong with that. It goes on all the time.
Exactly, because I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's no right or wrong if people are for or against people interracially or interreligiously dating, because you bring up good points too, because that is a lot to deal with.
If it worked out the way it was supposed to, then when you look at the blacks, they wouldn't occupy the lowest ranking in social and economic progress in the United States. So maybe they need to have more, stop using the term trying to be colorblind and be more specific.
That's good. You know, when you mentioned a whole another show idea earlier, when you mentioned black professional women and men, that's a whole another show. You know, when you mentioned black professional men and women when it comes to us choosing mates and dating, that's a whole another show. Because you mentioned that sometimes people think that we don't you know, I guess even within our own races, we think that, oh, there's nobody available inside my
Well,
race.
That's, yeah, there is people available. And we just have to put the necessary work in place in order to, you know, to find that. And also, you have to create your future mate. And, you know, we don't do that very well neither.
You've been honest about it, huh? Yeah, that's a good point. You're creating. You say, well, this is what I want in a mate.
Yeah, so you have to go through the process of creating that in men, young men, and also young women. Yeah, creating that in the boys and creating that in the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I hear black women complaining about their when young black males become wealthy, they always marry Miss Ann. Well, how did you raise your son?
Whoa.
So if you don't raise your sons right, if you don't raise your daughters right, at some point in the future, you will be, you know, you will be sorry. You're going to have some sorrowful moments.
Mm.
It's just like putting your money in the bank. Once you put it in there, it's very little you have to worry about, right?
That's what we do. That's how it's supposed to happen. But what are you saying?
If you put the proper work in your sons and your daughters, then you can just sit back and don't have to worry about them doing something that they was taught against.
Oh, wow!
You don't have to worry about them bringing home a Miss Ann or bringing home a Tom.
And some people will, and it goes back, some people will date outside their race, but because they were taught, like you mentioned how you were talking, how you taught your kids, they know, I might be dating outside my race, but when it comes to marrying time, I got to marry within inside my race. You know, some people, you know, date and see people outside their race, but they know bottom line that when it's time to marry, they're going to marry. They won't marry outside their race.
Well, you know, it's nothing wrong with sitting down and having conversations, doing transactions with people other than your own particular ethnic and phenotypical type. But when you start letting those relationships get more intimate and so forth, people need, the person that you contemplate no marrying should know that. You know, they may have something against that. Would you want to date or would you want to marry a man who has down low tendencies?
Woo! No way, Jose. You know that.
Yeah.
No way. If you're buying, you just let me know up front. I don't want to find out. I don't want to find it out. No, in a bad home. No way.
Yeah,
you're right.
But,
people say have a choice.
Right. Most men won't tell you.
That's another show too. We definitely need to talk about that.
Most people that have negative, what you would consider negative tendencies, will not tell you. So look at all the time, effort, and resources that you're going to put into that relationship, only after to find out that this person is doing something that I would never, you know, approve of personally.
Uh-huh.
So now you married to him, whereas you didn't do the proper background work in order to find out exactly what they are. You can't take people for face granted. You have to do your own due diligence to make sure that what you're getting involved in is not going to be something that's going to be detrimental in the long run.
To your well-being, especially your health. But your well, when you're talking down low, especially, but then when you're talking about when you might be dating seriously in a serious relationship with someone outside your race, but they really know, hey, I'm not going to marry this person. But they don't openly tell you, hey, it's cool we're dating, it's cool we're living together, but I know when it's time to marry, I'm not going to marry you, or I, if it was my choice, I would marry you, or I can't because of my way I was raised. No way I can marry you.
Yeah, and you mentioned a good thing there, health-wise. People that engage in those activities are exposing people who don't to health risks. You like the basketball player that came out and said that he was openly, you know, he was gay. He had been engaged to this lady, I think her name was Carolyn Massey, his fiance. And all during that period of time, he was out with other men.
And she said she had no clue, even during their, you know, intimate moment, she said he seemed all 100% straight.
Well, she didn't know what to look for.
And they had been together for like years.
Yeah, some black women would know what to look for.
Yeah, because those little signs pop up.
Yes, they do.
They sure do. I mean, it's some of the most macho guys like him that, you know, you're like, what? But then there are guys that you would think are on the down low, but they're not. So you're right. So you just got to know or have that built-in instinct. But yeah, you're right about that. But
well, he should.
He had no idea. It was a big surprise.
He should have made it known. I wouldn't want. How could you? Would you want to be taking a shower? You as a male, you taking a shower with somebody who have those tendencies, and they can't say they ain't gonna look at you because if you and I was in a shower, I'm sure gonna look at you.
Okay, Bianchi. But yeah, wow, that's something. So yeah, that surprised him. He's the first athlete to ever come out openly while still active. So that right there is another topic, because I wonder why athletes don't come out more.
Because they will receive. Yeah, they receive ridicule. I mean, if you're going to be a girl, you need to have your own facility.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, there's no such thing as unisex showers. Only reason there's unisex bathrooms because you can shut the stall door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, you go into a bathroom and you have a row of toilets with no stalls between them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are acting the role of a female and you are biologically a male, then you should let it be known to other people so they can avoid you.
Mm.
And they can maintain.
And what were you saying? Oh, well, I was saying, some people say, well, that has nothing to do with my preference when I'm playing ball and, you know, and in the shower room. Some people say, well, that's irrelevant to my personal life.
Well, when you're playing ball, I can understand, but definitely, as I said before, if you're in the shower room with other men, you're going to be looking at those men if you are homosexual. Can't nobody say you don't. And how you know that the person, they say that they don't, how you know they ain't lying? So what we need to do is have a Rudolph the Rain Nose, red nose, so every time they look at another man, their nose light up.
Okay, inventor. I didn't know you was an inventor, too. Some kind of signal.
Yeah. So the other man can cover up.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder, because I have not really heard the responses from the guys who played with Jason Collins, right? I haven't heard of, like, any responses, really, from people that played with him. But, oh, man, we played all those years with him.
Well, that's why he should have left it. He should have left it quiet. You're going to either be quiet about it, or you're going to be open about it so that people can defend themselves.
Yeah. But a lot of people are patting him on the back and and compliment him for being a hero for coming out.
Well, nobody's neglecting that, and I don't even know why come there's so much emphasis put on such a minority, a very vast minority of the population, whereas you have people that's going out and marrying opposite sex. They need to be complimented as well as anybody else. But the thing, as I said before, is that this individual, he, for all those years, was occupying, you know, showers where other heterosexual males were naked, and he prefers males. Well, he needed to, you know, that's not right. He needed to be in his own shower with people of his kind. As I said before, if I go in a shower room that's got women in there, I'm going to be looking at these women because that's what I'm attracted to, women.
Exactly.
Man, I'm not going to lie.
And heterosexual women, you know, they'll, you know, try to be modest. But, yeah, I guess you're right.
Sure, when I see women
right,
with
a
dress on the street with a dress on, a modest dress and so forth and so on, I'm attracted to that. I look at there.
But I guess that's a topic, and that had been a big topic before he came out, because a lot of people was always questioning shows here on Blog Talk Radio and in mainstream media. They kept I've always been hearing why people have not been coming out. It's something about Magic Johnson has a gay son, like age 21. They were like, well, you know, people were like, wow, and he's like real flamboyant. And, like, you know, people have been talking about that a little. So.
Well, Magic must not didn't raise his son right. I don't know.
Oh, man. But, wow. So that's some good points. I'm surprised a person in an interracial relationship or a couple have not called in to talk about why their relationship works and how they overcome the obstacles that you have mentioned.
Well, you can imagine having a white male and a black male in love with each other, and the black male takes on the position of the woman.
Wow.
On the bottom in the missionary style, given the history of this country and how white males have dogged black men out forever. Now you got them all back over again, volunteer to be dogged out.
Wow. Now, that is something when we see a lot of same-sex couples of different races. So not only do they have the same sex, but interracial, that's something that you just mentioned. Wow.
Yeah, the way white police treat black males, then you got a black male volunteering getting on his knees in front of another white male. So something wrong with that overall picture.
Hmm.
I wonder what you black women think about that.
Wow. You're really bringing it up. That's why I tell them today's show, Wednesdays, we say from age 18 and older, because when we're talking on these topics, the conversation can really can strictly be for grown folks. So, yeah, that is something to think about. Mm.
Then if you got a male who's a homosexual and female inclined, what happens when he go to prison? Do they put him in separate facilities like they would a youth? They keep a youth separate of the adult population. They have female prisons for those who are, you know, genuine females. So what do you do when you have a homosexual male whose tendency of being the missus in a homosexual arrangement? What happens when they go to prison? Are they afforded a separate facility away from the general male population?
And sometimes I see stories. I've never been arrested or been to jail or prison, but I've always been interested in research and talk to people and friends that work at jails and prisons, and that right there, and watching documentaries about prison life and jail life, and that right there, because some people can be considered heterosexual, but when they go to prison or jail, you know, something happens in the prison, and they would, so yeah, that's something. Because some people can be heterosexual when they go to prison, but they get in these same-sex situations with fellow prisoners.
Well, they have one case where you have prison guards, female prison guards, having sex with the inmates, birthing babies.
Wow. Not just the male, because we always hear about male guards, don't we? But you're talking about females. I'm sure we have a lot of guards listening this morning.
And see,
also,
here's the thing is, these guards, I don't know if sure or not, they have to keep an eye on these prisoners all the time, so they keep an eye on them when they're in the shower, so they can have their pick.
Wow.
So if you got a female guard picking out some male prisoner because of what sparks her eye, so you mean to tell me that when a homosexual male comes into a shower with other men, straight men, that he's not going to be looking at her? So that stuff, those things do go on.
And it's good to mention those, because that is surprising to some people. And especially, you know, people like myself, like I said, I've always liked researching, studying, and then, you know, talking to people. And but that, some of us common people don't know about that. And that surprises us.
Yeah, all kind of things be going on in prison. Them female, and these black women in this one particular case, they be doing some things too, I mean, it's just like another world.
Wow. And when you mentioned women, that reminds me of the movie Disclosure. You know how the woman was in this position.
Women looking for men. Power. Women that's looking for well-endowed men. They have the opportunity once they're prison guard.
Wow.
They dish out certain privileges, certain favors.
Mm-hmm.
You want extra serving on your tray.
I see what you're saying now. I see what you're saying now. Cause
you want cigarettes? You want a cell phone? Let's see what
you
got.
Need to do this. Then you need to do this then. Okay.
That's right. Warden do the same thing. In some of these places.
Wow. So we sometimes when we hear about these prison uproars, we don't know what the cause might be. It might be something root of what you're mentioning. It could be something that the outside world don't even realize that goes on the inside of prison. Because sometimes when they have those prison uproars, they're like, what happened? But when you bring up topics like you're bringing up, it makes you wonder.
And then what goes on in the all-female prison? I guess straight women don't want to be looked at by what they would consider as being dykes or butches. That lurk on the, you know, the case in Texas, in Florida, where this 18-year-old white girl was having contact with this 14-year-old white girl.
And
the district attorney was trying to work a plea deal out. Well, I said, you know, this is totally ridiculous. That woman, that 18-year-old needs to go to prison. That's a felony.
You got to be kidding me. Even if it was opposite sex. Wow.
Yeah, if it was opposite sex, the man would have been gone.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of things goes on. The topic of your show.
Yeah, I was just thinking, we're talking about the topic of the show and all other topics, too.
Yes, I mean, they're all kind of relevant.
Mm-hmm.
on what a person's personal choices are. You know, there's a lot of effort. There's a lot of effort in the media and advertisement in order to try to persuade people into getting involved in these type of relationships. You got a click amongst light-skinned black women and on this particular subject.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought you were going to mention that earlier, especially within our race, period.
You got that going on.
Racism or internal battles that we have going on within the own race.
Yeah, I heard one lady, I know her mother, she proposed blacks and whites, mating, producing mulatto children. She said that would make a better America. That's the way the black race is going anyway, and so on and so on and so on.
Whoa.
I think
she said that would make a better America.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think the standard of beauty is going back to dark complexion anyway, like yours.
Well, thank you. Y'all happen to be one of a dark complexion sister. but we all are beautiful. But thank you. So have you heard about the Cheerio commercial? Have you seen that commercial? What are your thoughts regarding that advertisement and the uproar of, you know, the people that support it and people that do not support it? I happen to like the commercial. Have you seen it
No, I haven't seen it. What was it about?
It's a Cheerios commercial. It's playing on air. It started playing about 3 weeks ago. Do you ever go on YouTube? Visit Cheerios YouTube channel.
I'll check it out and see what it's about.
Yeah, it's on their YouTube channel. And they had to disable the comment section. But the commercial, it's airing because it airs on my my television, to Cheerios commercial. But on the YouTube channel, they had to disable where people couldn't make comments anymore because people of different white and black races, especially, not, you know, because the actors in the commercial are an interracial couple with a biracial child, a little girl, a mulatto daughter. And the mother is Caucasian, and she's in the kitchen cooking or preparing breakfast. And the daughter comes in and asks the mom about the health benefits of cereal. So the dark-skinned African-American father is laying on the couch with the pillow on top of his chest, and the little girl goes and pours cereal all over the dad. And then that's like the end of the commercial. But there have been people, like, really bothered by seeing an interracial couple with a mulatto, with a biracial child on a commercial. You know, so
Trying to do something to her dad to make him more natural.
A lot of people don't like that. Don't like that commercial. But I think if it was if the family was an all black family or all white family, the message was that I want dad to live a healthier life, you know, so he can live longer. But a lot, it's been an uproar about that commercial. When you visit YouTube channel, the Cheerios, it's Cheerios, the cereal. Just visit our YouTube channel and you'll see it. It's still up, but people can't make comments anymore. And I seen an article yesterday, I think on Black American Web, where they said they still support and stand by their commercial. So it's still airing. I don't know if you watch a lot of commercials.
Well, they need to boycott. If they don't like it, they need to boycott the brand. I don't know. Black people like Cheerios any damn way. That'd be like Wheaties commercial. Blacks don't eat Wheaties.
So she introduced dad to a new brand, period, huh? You didn't even know that.
Probably got a lot of sugar on it. That's the least thing that black folks need.
See, it doesn't even sound like you're talking about the interracial couple. You're talking about that's the last thing a black daddy needs anyway, huh?
He made his bad choice. I think he made his bad choice long before the box of Cheerios.
But yeah, so I can't wait to hear your response regarding the commercial then. Because Dad is like lounging on the couch with the pillow on top of his chest and face and the daughter. So there are people that are like, man. But I think that it's a commercial that represents the face of America, of the world. So, there are interracial couples. We have, same.
Well, yeah, I hope that they can. I wish them happiness and hope that they enjoy their Cheerio breakfast.
Oh, I can't wait to hear your response about it. But check it out. It's a 60-second commercial. It might be a 60-second commercial, but it seems like it's only a 30-second commercial to me. Because it really happens fast, but wow. But it goes good with this topic because people are like, wait a second. And then I've had
you have a case in America where you have a lot of black males married, and they creating a market, and that's what that company is going after, that particular market.
Yeah.
So the 200 some odd thousand or whatever the number is of black males that's married to these white women, when they choose their cereal, they'll put it in a box of Cheerios in the basket.
Exactly, and that's good. You are so right. That company supports interracial couples, so I'm going to support that company. Might not have ever had Cheerios before in their lives, but now Cheerios. Now some people might stop eating Cheerios with people that are against that commercial, but
they may stop eating Cheerios too.
A whole another demographic.
But they don't make commercials. They don't make commercials for the people who's already buying their products. They make them for those who's not.
And so you're saying this controversy around this commercial, they're loving it. So that's why they're sticking to, we stand by this commercial.
Yeah, the people that's raising the controversy don't eat Cheerios any damn way. Commercial wasn't made for them. It was made for the black male who's got a white woman and making kids.
For some reason, that's probably what the board of Cheerios are saying. Well, it wasn't made. This commercial was not for you all anyway. Oh, man, you're so great. That's a good point. The people that's complaining are people that probably don't eat it. You're right. So, and they're standing by their commercial, so apparently they're seeing positive changes in their sales in their market.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because if it was hitting the pocket, they probably would have pulled a commercial.
I don't know why come they complain about it. They don't eat the damn product. I mean, how better can you reject the company? You reject the company, or you reject something distasteful by not patronizing it. Well, you already not patronizing, so apparently it wasn't made for you anyway.
Let me look at the caller line, because there might be someone disagreeing or agreeing with you. Oh, okay. But, oh, man, that is a good point. And that's why they're like, Cheerios, like, we're standing by it. Well, I think I don't have any Cheerios products. I've eaten Cheerios, but you make a good point. But, I'm just thinking where there's different America and the world, there's different. We're different. So that's just
you got a problem with cereal. You know, black folks who didn't drink much milk until, maybe within the last 60 years or so forth.
Uh-huh.
Now you got a cereal that you got to put milk on, causes all kind of problems. So it's a lot of things going on that's detrimental and controversial.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, that's a good point you mentioned, too, because the commercial is about the health benefits, and then you're talking about, well, what about other sugar and all that that's in it anyway?
And lactose intolerance, yes, and the hormones that's in the milk. Make your young girls have 44-inch breasts at age 12.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I love to talk to deep-thinking, deep-talking people. Because we definitely need to talk about our food. And, what are we putting in our bodies? Dang.
Yeah, now the courts say, that your 8-year-old daughter can go to the drugstore and get the morning after pill without you knowing about it.
What's your thoughts about that? Because honestly, I mean, my goodness. I think it's crazy too. I think it should at least be for a mature minded age, young women, if it's going to be available, at least 17. But that means little girls like 12 years old. And you mentioned 8. I hope not. Oh my God.
Oh, it says any child.
And then are talking. And especially proponents that are glad that this is available for all females, they say women. But if you're 17 or younger or 18 or young or under 18 or 17, sometimes you're 17 because you're an adult, sometimes 16. But if you're not a woman. So
yeah, that's what
You know, so... But the women and the people that are very supportive of it, I'm not knocking them supporting it, but they're calling everyone's women, but it's available for non-women, too. It's available for underage.
Well, if your child is out having sex, she don't need no morning after pill. She need a butt whooping to stop
and then,
that.
What my concerns are, but they know that our concerns, the number of times individuals can use that. I mean, is there a limit? Some people might use it 4 or 5 times a year.
Oh, yeah, it causes all kind of repercussions to sterilization.
Yeah. And then in a developing body, and then you mentioned an 8-year-old, and some people might think but we are seeing kids get younger and younger having sex and having children. And you're just starting puberty and just developing at these young ages, and taking something like that while your body is maturing. What does that do? What are the side effects when your body is in the process of growing and developing?
It's very complicated. Here you're trying to keep Americans from having babies while you're inviting foreign immigrants to come into the country. Hey, if you need a workforce.
I know, but openly, I was age 15. I got pregnant at age 15, and my mother was like, "No way, Jose, you're having an abortion." And I know some people probably saying, "Well, you can't really talk," you should be focusing on your schoolwork, really. And if I could do it all over again, I would remain a virgin until after high school. If not after high school, as long as I could, That's the honest truth. So you should be thinking about it, being a happy young person and not a morning after, night after pill.
Well, no sex before marriage should be taught to both male and the female.
Exactly.
And things wouldn't happen if they was you had a good home, strong family binding, strong community binding, and then you could eliminate a lot of these negativities that go on in our society. Of course, it has to be complete. You have to control your own economy so that you can provide jobs and eliminate and stop at the front door any of these defiled things that try to come into your community and mess up the minds of your children, whether it's food, whether it's dress. Your women... Young girls walk around looking all slutty and all exposed. Well, these fashions are being brought into your community without your input.
Whoa. That is a good point. You're making a good point, controlling your own environment. Because so often we just relinquish the control to the matters that be. Just whatever happens, let it happen.
Yeah, you can't let others dictate what your children wear. You talk about these women walking around with the crack of their butt all exposed and everything. Well, the hell, the pants that they're wearing don't even have any waist to them.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the store, that's all they can buy. Well, who in the heck introduced that to your society? Well, somebody outside of your society. Did they ask you, was this appropriate?
But then some people would say, especially fat people that consider themselves fashionistas, would say, well, the way I dress is the way I express myself.
Well, then, you know, if that's the way you express yourself, don't feel bad when people that you think that you're trying to be attracted to are not attracted to you.
Good point. Your image, regardless of you not, you have that image. Is it the kind of image you want to portray or not? Or that you want to attract certain people? That's why sometimes when we're talking business, and you definitely need to come back so we can talk more of your business. You know a lot. You probably can talk a lot on that too. But some people do not appropriately dress when they're looking for work, looking for jobs. And then, you know, they might use that excuse. If we're talking interracially, interculturally, interreligious, they might say, well, this is how I represent my culture. But when it goes to job seeking and are trying to establish yourself as an entrepreneur, it's important to dress the appropriate manner that you, in the way you would like to attract certain people that you want to do business with. So that is a good point.
Well, see, they also shortchange the black woman. If this guy is going to go around his black female partner's family, he'd be dressed in tennis shoes, sagging pants, and a baseball cap.
Mm-hmm.
But when he goes around the family of Little Miss Ann, he's going to have on a dinner jacket, some leather shoes that shine, and, you know, nice trousers.
And an Oxford shirt.
Yeah, Oxford shirt, polo shirt with Oxford shoes.
Excuse my mistake.
So why come he don't have as much respect for your family than he does with Miss Ann, Little Miss Ann's family? Miss Daisy's family.
Oh, okay, Matt. Whoa, that is a good point.
So anyway, I'm going to let you go, let you get back on topic.
Yes, it's almost time. We have about 20 more minutes, and you have really shared a lot on regarding the topic, and then the other discussions we had spawned and always go back to the topic. Ironically, some people might say, well, they're getting off the topic, but really, it just broadens, and we can be going back in.
Yes, all interrelated.
Yes, all interrelated.
Sure.
All interrelated. Well, I really appreciate it because it was nice to meet you, too. Because I had been on hiatus a couple months, and I really came back a couple weeks ago. So it was good to hear from you. I always love hearing your thoughts and opinions, and definitely want you to come back again and talk business. But you tend to integrate everything together. Oh, man, because you mentioned social. And I was thinking of, and I mentioned this would be the topic of the day. I wonder if next week we should talk about, love for you, especially if you're calling in, what about when people share different political views.
Oh, yeah. That's a good topic, too. But,
yeah,
you know, you do have families that, well, you do have that, and that's good and healthy Actually, you, you should share different political views. Nor is nothing wrong with that, but you shouldn't be a allegiance in no one political view or no one political affiliation, should I say?
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm gonna get off from here.
Okay.
Well, I'll talk to you later on.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Check out that video because I definitely want to hear your thoughts.
All right, I will.
Okay, thank you, Bianchi.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bianchi is amazing. I like it when he calls in. And he, I mean, he really makes you, remember Arsenio Hall used to say, it makes you go, Bianchi makes you go, I should have invited my there's someone I should have invited to talk on the subject matter also because I know she would have really shared an awesome viewpoint. If she's listening, she knows who I'm talking about, but I won't say who I'm talking about. But it would have been good if I should have invited her on as a guest to talk about the subject matter also. Because, I mean, it's not no right or wrong in your thoughts. That, you know, because I know a lot of people who you know, they're probably not, they probably don't consider themselves to be, they have friends and of all races, they work with all races, they deal with people of all races, they play, personally and professionally, but they draw the line when it comes to their dating life or when it's time to marry. They might have a very multicultural lifestyle, but bottom line, when it's time to date or to marry, they're not gonna date or marry outside their race, and you know, there's no right or wrong to that, you know, just because someone has a bunch of, you know, they deal interracially. But, you know, just in when it's time for dating or marrying, they're like, for whatever reason, they're like, no way. And sometimes just people don't want to deal with the difficult, maybe the obstacles. But our relationships and marriages, same race or same sex or not, well, I can't speak for heterosexuals, but they, you know, we all have our obstacles. But sometimes I think people think, well, you get extra obstacles. If you're dealing with an interracial relationship, you know, I talk about this subject matter a lot anyway, and the pros and cons and what people have to really think about and deal with when they're dating or married interracially or interreligiously. I mean, I guess maybe, sometimes it's cool, and I guess sometimes people meet conflict, especially with children are involved. And there's maybe a, especially young children, newborn children, and they're trying to, the father or the mother might want the children to be one religion. But sometimes I see that some couples always introduce their kids to both their religions and let the kids make up their minds on what religion they would like to like you know choose, if they choose either religion of their parents. So when dating or marrying interracially or interreligiously, and that's what Bianchi, and thank you again, Bianchi, for calling in, because we covered so many topics. I mean, so many other topics spawned from Bianchi's call, and he really shared a wealth of information. I loved it when I said, Bianchi, you're obviously not prejudiced. And he was like, yes, I am prejudiced. He said, but I just do my best not to discriminate against people white, you know. And, you know, he's like, I was raised not to date outside my race, and that's how I raised my children. So, you know, and a lot of people are. I mean, some people are raised, love is colorblind. You make your own decisions. And, you know, so sometimes, in my opinion, sometimes people limit themselves, because what if you're a person that do have live a multicultural lifestyle and you have many, but when you draw lines at when it comes to dating and marrying outside your race, but what if you fall in like or fall in love with a person of a different race? You know, I guess rules were made to be broken, huh? Because if you really feel that it's someone that you really want to spend quality time with to the point of exclusively dating or even to the point of marrying, decisions need to be made. It works in your business life and your personal life, having platonic friends and co-workers of different races, then maybe sometimes people think, well, I really dig this person, but the only obstacle is we're not the same race. And then, you know, hey, do you be with or without love then? That's when we really think of colorblind. It's me talking, you know. So that's something to think about. But again, thank you for tuning in. It's not over yet. Here's Elder Bars Jr. Just please. Bars Jr., just please. I hope the sound reception is okay, because I can tell you guys I have a new BlackBerry. Thank you, T-Mobile. I had to receive an upgrade from my refurbished Android replacement, and so I'm getting this used to swing to this BlackBerry, and I'm in my studio on the MyTouch, and so the sound it doesn't sound as clear as it could be to me, but I hope that the sound is more than okay for you also, because I want your listening pleasure. your listening experience to be a good one. And I hope that you could hear Pianki and I discussion this morning. I was glad to hear from him. And also, remember to check out my friend of the show, Belinda Bostic of Solar Parties by BelindaBostic.com website. I received an email from her last night regarding a big slumber party she's having at the end of the month. And maybe we'll be able to talk to her soon before the end of the month, like on the 25th or 26th. And also check out Andrea with Pure Romance Parties by Andrea also, because she has a lot of good things going on with Pure Romance also, you know. So check it out. Now, Solar Parties by Belinda, that's for females, but Pure Romance Parties, she has parties out for, you know, for both sexes and couples and all that. So, and also check out my dear friend Nikki at Just Because here in Jackson, Mississippi, located on North State Street. Check her out on Facebook, Nikki Roundtree, and like her business Facebook page, Just Because. And you can click and like Culture Shock and the Terror Report Facebook page. Right, the link, just click the link right here on the profile here at blogtalkradio.com, and you can easily like Culture Shock and the Terror Report and share your thoughts and post positive videos and images and a lot of good stuff. Just, you know, effectively network on that page, okay? Trying to direct listeners and supporters of the show to the fan page. And it'll definitely get to 100, you know, surprise you guys with some goodies, you know, pick out of the 100 different ones of you that will, you know, receive, like, you know, special gifts, goodie bags and all that stuff. So we want to get to 100 so we can do that on that Facebook page and a bit of an activity and let it really be a Facebook fan page party for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, okay? But it's been really, really good. We really talked in the chat room. I had tried to enter the chat room, so shout out to those of you that were networking within the chat room. It's good to know that you are really. I feel like I'm late. I realize I really do be late for work when I'm not on time. And anybody who knows me, I believe in being punctual and ahead of time. And so I'm going to do my best not to be tardy, unless it's definitely beyond my control. And it really was beyond my control starting late this morning, because I still don't have my my computer situated. I'm broadcasting now from both my phones. So that was, it was a situation with me getting my studio open and all that on my computer. So that was caused the delay, but it's about, what, 10 minutes in? And it's good to know that you guys really do support the show and just take time. That's why I do my best to air on the time it's promoted to, because like myself, I have favorite shows also, and I like to know when my favorite shows are airing, and I would know that I can try to make my time to listen to my favorite shows at a certain time. And I try to stay in the middle when my show favorite shows have changed times also.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Yay. Today's your birthday. Happy birthday to you also. Just got a response back from Dice, Big and Big D. You all know him, co-host with Brian Cuban here on blogtalkradio.com. And is a well-known reputable writer, sports writer in the Dallas community, national community. So today's his birthday. Today, wow, there's a couple other birthdays, but today's your birthday. Happy birthday to you, most definitely. Birthday. Oh, Deshaun Brown of Deshaun Catering, a celebrity caterer, another friend in Dallas. Today is her birthday. So happy birthday to her also, because I know she's having a blast of a good time. She makes she helped many of us feel good, our good food. She loves birthdays, and so I wish her a happy birthday earlier also.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow. Whenever I hear that, the statistics, they amaze me. Thank you again. It's been a fun morning. Pianki always share our wealth of information. The conversation continues. We will be talking more in the future, you know, regarding this subject matter. And next week, we'll talk about when you come together and you share maybe various and different political views. And we'll talk other subject matters also, because I was kind of torn between talking about that and talking about a couple other subject matters. But we talked about the lead story and also others, because, hey, we have that time to talk, right? So it's important to talk about what's on your mind and what's in your thoughts regarding matters of the heart on Wednesdays and some of the grown folk conversation for those 18 and older. Of course, I know people under 18 have a lot of information shared too, but, you know, legally that's the best route of grown folk conversation and to talk about to be able to use the language, because Bianchi went to some to really adult, even some adults probably were like, oh my God, no, he's not going there, you know, because even some adults don't, you know, you have to be warned and have that choice to not listen or tune out or something for momentarily or something. But again, thank you for your support. It's been amazing. You guys have been listening too. I was checking out the stats last night, and at 177K views right now. That's good. If I had not taken the 2 month listenership, we probably would have hit the 200K views listens by now. But thank you so much. I need to look at the stats of the various ways that you guys tune in and listen to the programs. And thank you for listening to the archives. You know, every show is ever broadcast from March 21st, 2011, right here at blogtalkradio.com/. You can just key in Culture Shock Inc. now. You see my name space on the promotions and everything, but you can just key in blogtalkradio.com/ Culture Shock Inc. KULTUREESHOKENT. That's what you see when you see the profile name. But I like to have my name on there because some new listeners, sometimes you guys want to know my name. And for now on, like when I have guest co-hosts, I have their images up also during the show broadcast. Also, so you guys can see a visuals of my special guest co-hosts and all of them. You know, I do that when I have guests. I like you to see different images of their life. But when I have my special guest co-hosts, I will begin putting up their images. But again, thank you so much for your support. I'm going to conclude the show with, you all know it, Prince, because we're still celebrating Prince's birthday, a lot of us, because it's the 8th month of June. Here's Prince. We're going to conclude with Prince and, of course, the Larry Graham song that I love so much, and Prince by himself, okay? But again, thank you. Much love. Spread love. Psalms 23 is a good psalm that will get you through. I love Psalms 23. And I was with my mother at the doctor's office yesterday, and the first thing I see on the wall is Psalms 23. And I'm like, I always put Psalms 23 up on my Facebook page. I always like put Psalms 23, just a word. Because that is, even if you don't pick up the Bible a lot, if you do, and if you know it by memory, that is a good psalm, a good comforting psalm, a psalm that offers you comfort and a prayer of protection. And just a good psalm to pray. But again, thank you for your love and your support. The next live broadcast will be on Friday, and we'll begin a Friday edition. And more than likely, we'll have a show scheduled for Saturday also, but most definitely Friday, the day after, the morning after Game 4, because we're in the midst of the NBA Finals, Game 4 of Miami and San Antonio. So this has been an interesting one, has it not? But thank you again for your support. It's been a blast. And also, thank you for following me on Tumblr. And I will become more active on Instagram. But, you know, my links to Twitter and YouTube and, of course, the fan page right there on the profile. But the Tumblr, because I have pictures posted from the event on Saturday, putting on the dog event for Carol No Kill Animal Shelter. That was held this past weekend at Great Scott. A big shout out to Matthew and one of the co-chairs and everybody that worked with Denise and Lori in the cat area. Lori, I hope you have a few vacancies. I have kitties that need homes. And I have a four-legged friend and needs a home also. So I hope Carol can help out on that. But we had a blast of a good time at the event on Saturday. It was just so much fun. And so I have many pictures from inside the store. It's an upscale store here in Jackson, located at 4400 Old Cannon Road. And look forward in the near future to an interview with the owner and owners and those that owner of the store, Steve Scott. in the near future also, because I thought when I talked to him Saturday, I invited him on the show, and he was like, good. And they had a lot of good things happening that great God. I shared with him Monday, but he shared with me that they would be opening a barbershop within the store next to, you know, guys know this, someone who's designing, who has been designing and looking forward to lunch in my clothing line, just lounging, put PJ line. They're going to open a barbershop next to their lounge and PJ area. But, you know, they have amazing suits and sportswear and personal furnishings. But, you know, they have this amazing robe in there that is made of bamboo. And I'm talking, you're talking about plush and soft and comfortable. Oh, man, that is an awesome robe. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. So check out the pictures that I have posted at Tumblr if you're not Facebook fans of mine. And I try my best to get some on Instagram and Twitter also. I even have a video of JPD K-9 unit doing a K-9 demonstration. It's pretty awesome, too. So check it out. But, again, thank you, and God bless. My apologies for the late delay, but it was an awesome show. Big shout-out to all international listeners and listeners right here in the local area of Jackson, Mississippi. I suppose I've been sharing with you all activities regarding Mega Everest events. And events are ongoing, really, because I know the exhibit is opening. It's going to be open until the fall. So if you're coming to Jackson, you be sure to visit the Mississippi History and Archives building because I know the exhibit's going to be there. And but there are events free and not free that's going on. And of course, there will be activities going on at Alcorn also this week. So you all can visit Jackson.com, and also we have local media outlets that you all can visit, like Jackson Free Press, Clarence Ledger, Mississippi Link. They will update you also on a lot of what's going on in Mississippi and the city of Jackson. Those of you that are traveling here, just like me, you'd like to know what's going on in some of your favorite cities and towns and villages, right? I know. So big shout out to everyone. Shout out to my friend. In the Netherlands, always the best part. With my apologies for not getting in the chat room this morning. And just again, thank you, because you're really appreciated. People don't tell people that they're appreciated enough. And then sometimes it might appear it's too late, So I really appreciate it. And keep spreading the word. Shout out to my friends in Australia. And thank you so much. And my friends in big cities and small towns, you rock. You rock, you rock, you rock. And you guys live healthy and blessed lives and just continue spreading love, okay? So this world is a beautiful place, you know, regardless of all the craziness that we do experience and see every second. But thank you and God bless. Now you've gone away.
and not too far. Hope is not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. Yeah. I didn't go away. I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I hope someday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I'm sitting in my backyard just so. I was just acting way too hard. I could have had you, baby. Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Could I would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, if I knew back then what I know right now.
Coulda, woulda done better. Well, yeah, yeah.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Now I'm writing you this letter. Well,
shoulda, coulda, woulda
do now. Would have done better.
Some people tell me I got great legs. Why you make me bear? Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in a water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must the brother stop at you before she starts? Do not compute, yeah, do not compute.
people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Thank you.